The 2009 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention wrapped up on Saturday with delegates voting on a wide range of resolutions. Of the 44 put forward, 43 passed. Resolutions ranged from seeking better protection of oceans, fish, and game, to more involvement of Alaska Natives in managing resources, to requests for VPSO housing, and creating a lead federal agency to assist communities needing to relocate because of coastal erosion. Artists, skin sewers, carvers, and weavers were seeing robust sales and business on the last day. Booth proprietors at the hugely popular arts and crafts portion of the annual AFN gathering said the stagnant economy was not noticeably affecting their sales this year.
I'm Ed Mile. I live here in Anchorage. My mother's from Point Hope.
And so what are you selling, Ed?
Tiles that I make, made out of the local clay from the mudflats. People like using tiles in their kitchens and bathroom, but a lot of these have nice designs on them that can actually be hung up on the wall as art. A lot of people buy them to give them as gifts, and they get great feedback from whoever they give them to, and it actually pays the bills and the IRS, and I'm happy doing it. And this is my third AFN, and this is my best show. I sell more here than anywhere else, any single event.
My name is Darlene Nichols, originally from Kipnik, Alaska. I live in Cordova now.
Okay. How long have you been making baskets?
Probably when I start really making baskets when I was 24 years old. I've seen mom and my grandmas make the baskets. They didn't really sit down and say, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. I learned from watching them.
I'm Lena Charlie, come from Chistochina, about 50 miles away from Glen Ellen on a Tokarov. I own a dude who saw. I used to run dock and stuff, but not anymore. Now I just sit and working for sewing, moccasin and stuff. I always do good, so I don't give up.
Raleigh Morrison, Heidelberg. We've got hats that my wife makes from take the cedar, your yellow cedar off the trees and peel them and cure them for maybe about three months, then you could make the hats out of it. You split it, roll it up, dry it, and then when she's ready to start making the hat, she puts it in water for maybe probably about 10-15 minutes, and then she could start putting the hats together or start, you know, weaving them. Well, that's a good shot in the arm. Pay some of the bills anyway. And then the big thing about it is seeing people that we could visit with. It's a highlight just to see our friends come by.
Nancy Kakiak from Shishmaref. Catch the seals and I get them tanned and cut them and sew with them. It's better this year than last year. It helps me buy groceries for my kids and, you know, stuff that we can't get in the rural area. That way, if I can provide for my kids, I can have that extra money to pay the bills.
Voices from the last day of the AFN gathering in Anchorage.